Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
702 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. We got a lot to touch on over the next 3 hours, including that Matt Klentak was not wrong yesterday in his comments and what he said about JT Realmuto. We'll talk some Phils as spring training. Or is that what we're calling it? Is this spring training? Is it summer season? Whatever. Spring training 2.0.
Summer camp.
Summer camp starts Friday over at, I was going to say, Citizens Bank Park, but also FDR Park. So we'll get into a lot of baseball stuff as the show goes along. A ton to touch on, but let's start right here. So yesterday, CBS Sports comes out with a list of the top 10 NFL coaches right now. And there are certain things that I don't stand for on the evening show. I mean, what happens in other parts of this radio station, I can't control. I can only control when I'm on and during the evening show. And I don't stand for Andrew Knapp slander. I will defend Gabe Kapler till the cows come home. And I will also remind everyone, and I have to do it, it seems like every October-ish, I have to remind everyone to get off the Doug Peterson ledge and to remember how good of a coach Doug Peterson is. He has been one since the day he got here to Philadelphia. He is one now. Doug Peterson is an excellent head coach, and Doug Peterson is a top five head coach in the NFL. Yet I'm looking at this list by CBS Sports, and they have Doug Peterson ranked ninth. Ninth among coaches right now. We're not talking about career wins. We're not talking about guys that have been around a long time. We're talking about right now. Now they have Doug Peterson as the ninth-ranked coach in the NFL, and the list is a farce. It is a joke to have Doug Peterson that low. I just don't know what Doug Peterson has to do at this point after what he's done for 4 years, especially the last three, to get the respect he deserves around the NFL. Doug Peterson here, for three straight seasons, has overcome injury issues. For three straight seasons, especially the last two, has overcome issues at the quarterback position. Obviously, in 2017, it was issues in a major injury to a player that was on the road to an MVP caliber year. Then the last 2 years, let's just be real about it. Carson Wentz has not performed at a top 10 level. He's had to overcome spotty and inconsistent quarterback play, injury issues, turnover on the team, aging roster. Howie Roseman making some really, frankly, not great decisions. The draft the last few years has not been very fruitful to the Eagles. They don't have many young, ascending players that you say, wow, that guy's a building block of a championship team. They don't have many of those guys. Maybe Miles Sanders. Maybe Dallas Goedert. I mean, the list does not go on and on. That he has not been given here a ton through the draft. He hasn't been given a ton to work with on an every-game basis. And yet, 3 years in a row, where are the Eagles when the season ends? They're in the postseason. 3 years in a row, Doug Peterson has had his team play its best football at the end of the year. And I think that's one of the mark of really good coaching. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And 3 years in a row, the Eagles have finished strong. Obviously, number one, 3 years ago, a championship. 2 years ago, they were dead and buried when they left Dallas. What did they do? They went on a run, and they got in the playoffs behind Nick Foles. And if it's not for a drop by Alshon, the Eagles are probably going back to the NFC Championship game for a second straight season. And then last year, I mean, we know, when they left Miami, it was tough to envision that football team even getting up the next week, let alone reeling off four straight wins and doing it. I mean, look, again, go back to those games. It wasn't like the offense was stagnant and they couldn't move the football and it was a defense carrying them every week. No, the Eagles had four straight weeks of 400 yards of offense down the stretch last year, despite injuries, despite, I mean, a group of players, especially the wide receiver position, that you don't know who they were. You don't know who they were. And look, this is a national list. I know a lot of people reacted to this, but I'm going to bring it home because it's not just a national list. We often debate Doug Peterson here. Today on WIP, I heard John Ritchie throughout the midday show basically talking about how Doug Peterson isn't very good. And then the afternoon, it was Mark Cerise, and they were debating really the element of McVay versus Doug. And I like Sean McVay, but Doug Peterson's a better coach. Doug Peterson had more success in the NFL, has beaten him head-to-head, and has done a lot in the postseason, which Sean McVay has gotten to a Super Bowl, but that's it. His other time, he lost in the first round, and last year he missed the postseason. 215-592-9494. Look, there are many things about the Eagles franchise right now that we don't know moving forward what it's going to look like. We don't know how much certainty there is here. But if there's one thing I am certain about, it's Doug Peterson. I have no concerns over Doug Peterson, and he's a top five coach in the NFL right now. Here's how my list would look. Top five. Bill Belichick, number one. Andy Reid, number two. I'd have John Harbaugh, number three, and he's now kind of reinvented himself, and this is a second iteration of championship contention under John Harbaugh. That guy's a tremendous football coach. Number three, I'd have Pete Carroll. Now, Pete has had, I mean, really amazing success since Russell Wilson got there. They have not won less than nine games in a season since Wilson got there. He got to back-to-back Super Bowls, and he won one. I know everyone likes to rag on Pete Carroll for, you know, the Marshawn Lynch thing and letting Russell throw the ball there when they lost to the Patriots. Pete Carroll's an excellent coach, and Pete also owns Doug Peterson. He beats him head-to-head every time they play. But that's it. That's where the list stops for me. Doug Peterson, number five, top five coach of the NFL. Belichick, Reed, Harbaugh, Carroll, Peterson. Here's who Doug Peterson is better than, yet he wasn't on this list here made by CBS Sports. Doug Peterson is right now better than Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle's on the trajectory to be an excellent coach, and what he did last year was phenomenal. But we're going off of one winning season, one by Kyle Shanahan. One. In his first few years in San Francisco, it wasn't like they were winning football games. They were making strides, and they were obviously putting the pieces together to become a winning team. But they were one winning year. It led to the NFC title, but it was one winning year for Shanahan. Can we let him do it again? Can we see if they could back it up and go back deep in the playoffs? Also over Doug, behind Doug on my list, Sean McVay. Now look, McVay's done a great job out there in his 3 years in Los Angeles, but Doug Peterson has beat him head-to-head. Doug Peterson has won a Super Bowl, and I believe Doug Peterson has to overcome less at the quarterback position. I am someone who thinks Goff is good. I think Goff is good and more consistent and obviously healthier than Carson Wentz. McVay hasn't had to go to his backup. Doug's had to go to his backup quarterback and still wins football games, including over Sean McVay twice. Twice. The Eagles were 13-point underdogs 2 years ago in December of 18 when they went out to Los Angeles with Nick Foles and won that game over Sean McVay. So I have Doug over McVay. I have him over Kyle Shanahan. I have him over Mike Tomlin. Now look, Mike Tomlin is a good coach. And what he did last year in Pittsburgh, considering how banged up they were at quarterback, was really good. He's a good motivator. He is a good defensive coach. He's had a lot of success, very few losing seasons. But I can't live in the past on coaching. Mike Tomlin hasn't been to a Super Bowl since 2010. It's a long time. It's a long time. And every time he goes up against Bill Belichick, I feel like it's a huge gap in the ability to coach. Meanwhile, I watched Doug against Bill Belichick, and I feel like the two of them are, you know, they're battling back and forth. I think Tomlin is a good coach, but he has a ceiling. And ever since Ben Roethlisberger went off his peak, you saw that ceiling's just not there. Tomlin's a good coach, but Doug's a better football coach. And the other guy that I have Doug Peterson over, that he was behind on this CBS Sports list, is the guy I believe is the most overrated coach in the NFL, and his name is Sean Payton. Again, it's another one of those, what have you done for me lately? Sean Payton and his offense put up a lot of points. They put up a lot of flash, and guess what they don't do? Much in terms of the postseason. Sean Payton has lost two straight home playoff games. Two straight in New Orleans. He lost to Jared Goff. He lost to Kirk Cousins. And if it wasn't for a drop by Alshon, he probably loses to Doug Peterson too. I don't believe Payton's that good of a coach. I think he was better coach about a decade ago. He's been passed now by other better coaches than him. And frankly, Sean Payton has been gifted a Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees for a lot of years. I think Payton is totally overrated. I think Sean Payton doesn't get enough flack for how really mediocre his football team has been for the better part of a decade. He's had a few good years in a row, but they choke in the playoffs. He had a lot of 7 and 9 years in between. Like, I just don't understand what it takes for us, all of WIP, and national media to recognize Doug Peterson as the top 5 coach. 3 straight playoff trips. How many coaches have done that? How many coaches on this list have been in the playoffs 3 straight years? Belichick, Reed. I don't think Harbaugh did, because the year, I think 3 years ago they were not in the playoffs. Peyton, Shanahan, no. McVay, no. Tomlin, no. Pete Carroll, no. Doug Peterson, yes. Like, going to the playoffs back-to-back-to-back years, going deep in the playoffs, doing with the injuries. Doug Peterson is a top 5 coach in the NFL. 215-592-9494. Look, Doug is a guy that I think everyone here likes and wants to like, because he's the one that helped bring Philadelphia its first championship. But I have always sensed, this weird relationship that this fan base has with Doug, where it's like, all right, Doug, I'm okay with you for now. I'm okay with you for now, Doug. Yeah, good job, Doug. But at the first sign, every year it happens, of struggles, people want to blame Doug Peterson. In his first year, there was talk of firing him after that season, which I thought was ridiculous. In his second year, everyone wanted to believe, or many wanted to believe, the season was over because they lost the quarterback. And then Doug rescued the season again. 2 years ago, I remember sitting here 2 years ago after the Eagles got blown out in New Orleans, and there was a lot of blame on Doug Peterson. And I was like, listen, Doug's fine. Doug's going to figure this out. Doug Peterson adjusts and figures it out. They did. And last year, I remember saying, like, we did this, guys. We did this a year ago. We got down on Doug. And then what happened? He rallied them, and it happened again. And I'll make a prediction right now. I don't know what week it's going to be. Week 6, week 7, week 8. We're going to do it again. Next season, we will have the maybe Doug's not that good conversation. And then what will happen? The Eagles will rally again, because that's what Doug Peterson does. 215-592-9494. Is Doug Peterson a top 5 coach in the NFL right now? I'm not talking about good. And we all obviously realize he's a good coach. He's a winning coach. He's got a 600 winning percentage if you include the playoffs in his career. He's a good coach. Is he a top 5 coach? I believe he is. CBS Sports obviously disagrees, but putting him 9th. Let's see what Tucker thinks before we go to the phone lines. Tucker, Doug.
I mean, Joe, if you were a top 5 coach, I would expect him to win at least 10 games in a season, wouldn't you?
He has done that. He won 13.
I mean, he did that 3 years ago. If we're going to go that far back, let's talk about how great Dan Quinn is and how good he was in 2016 and 2017.
Yeah, but he's had losing records.
I mean, the fact is, Joe, the Eagles have been mediocre the last 2 years. And to think otherwise is foolish. And I know they made the playoffs, and congratulations for playing in a weak division and backing your way in, because Matt Nagy was too stupid to actually lay down against the Vikings in week 17. I get all that. But as much as I like Doug Peterson, as much as everyone respects Doug Peterson, there's a statue of Doug Peterson outside Lincoln Financial Field. It'll be here long after both me and you are gone. But when I look at that list, I have no issue with that, because I see coaches ahead of Doug Peterson who have outperformed Doug Peterson the last 2 years. I see Doug Peterson as a guy who's gone 9-7 each of the last 2 years, and good for him and good for the Eagles for coming back the last 2 years after struggling the first 3 months of the season. But how about eventually you start winning games in September and October? Like, I get, and Vince last night had the same comment. Look how great he does when his back's against the wall.
He does.
You know what good coaches don't do? They don't back up to a wall. They win games.
Well,
Bill Belichick wins 12 games every
year. Well, he's not Bill Belichick.
He's not the greatest coach ever because he wins when his back's against the wall. He's the greatest coach ever because he racks up 11 win seasons every year.
He's not Bill Belichick. But here's where I differ in the idea of what Doug is. You're right. I mean, the Eagles have been mediocre the last 2 years. I think if we say anything else, we're lying to ourselves. You're right about that, Tucker. But I blame that way more on the roster not being what it was like it was in 2017, as deep as it was. And I blame it on the quarterback play. I don't think the Eagles get consistently excellent quarterback play. They've gotten it once. Once in 1 year of Doug's 4 years, they've gotten top 10 quarterback play, and he won 13 football games. I love his aggression. I love the way he coaches on offense, takes chances, goes for a fourth down. I think he does everything right. The players respect him. They play well late in the season. What I think is the obvious here is he lifts up an offense that really has not had great personnel. They have not had great wide receivers. They've had a good offensive line, but it's now going maybe in the opposite direction. They've had really good tight ends. They've had okay backs. Now Sanders is going to be a really good one. But they haven't had top 10 quarterback play, and I think he overcomes that. I think Doug has overcome a lot with this roster to get it to the playoffs. I think this roster, you're right in the mediocrity comment, Tucker, but that's a mediocre roster problem, not a Doug Peterson problem.
This reminds me a lot of your takes on Gabe Kapler, Joe. When the Eagles signed Bryce, or not the Eagles. Imagine the Eagles signed Bryce
Well,
Harper.
Bryce was kind of hinting about that.
I mean, he wants to go play safety for the Eagles right now. But when the Phillies signed Bryce Harper, and some people here were saying, oh, they're National League Championship Series bound, right? They're favorites to win the pennant. And then they fell apart, and it became, oh, well, it wasn't Gabe Kapler. It was the talent on the team.
It was.
What would we expect?
It was.
And you think about the Eagles the last 2 years. This is 2 years in a row where we had the new normal heading into 2018. And last year was going to be the greatest Eagles team we've ever seen. And both times they stumbled to 9-7, and both times it's, well, it wasn't Doug Peterson. It was the talent on this team wasn't what we expected to be. Eventually, if people aren't playing up to their potential for the entire season, you have to start looking at Doug Peterson.
Well, look, here's how I look at it. I look at Doug Peterson uplifting a mediocre roster to the playoffs 2 years in a row, and the one time, once Doug has had a year where his roster was loaded and his quarterback was healthy and playing at a top five level really that year, they won 13 football games, and then he finished it with Nick Foles to win a Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. I believe Doug Peterson is a top five coach in the NFL. Apparently, CBS Sports disagrees. Tucker disagrees. John Ritchie disagreed today. Heard John Marks disagreeing, at least with the McVay-Doug debate. Do you believe Doug is a top five coach? I think he is, and I think Doug Peterson is still underrated. John is up on WIP. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, 99.9% of the time, I agree with Tucker. I hate to tell you that, Joe, but I do. He, you know, insightfulness and so forth. I think you're the antagonist, but, you know, I really appreciate the fact that you understand the talent that Doug Peterson has, because it all boils down to emotional intelligence, and he knows how to manage people. That is his strongest suit. His weakness, if you want to say his opportunity, is he's terrible with presentation skills. His presentation skills are terrible. You know, on the flip side, you know, Sean McVay, you know, his presentation skills are exceptional. And that's the biggest difference. It's all about surface. It's all about presentation skills. So
well, I think a lot of what you're saying makes sense. John, I'll say this about the way Doug comes off. Yeah, I think sometimes people listen to Doug, and maybe here or outside of here, and it seems like maybe he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but you watch him coach and you watch the way he handles people. He is. He's a smart coach. I think he coaches the game smartly, and you hit it on the head. He handles people and his players well. I think other guys go out of their way to make themselves look and sound smart. I don't think Doug cares about that. Here's what I care about. Results. And we've watched the coach take this team to playoffs 3 years in a row.
Yes. You're absolutely right, Joe. I mean, it's like, I never agree with you. I agree with you on this. And you're absolutely right. It's like, he don't care. It's like, but, you know, society, you know, judges on presentation. It's all about, you know, how, you know, we deliver the message. And he doesn't put a lot of ROI on the message. And, you know, that's, it really boils down to that. But he is I agree with you. He is a top. I wouldn't say he's number one, but he's definitely in my top five category.
Yeah, he's a top five coach. John, I appreciate the phone call. How about that? I got someone to agree with me. John never agrees with me. He gets it. He gets what Doug Peterson is. Right now, he's an underrated coach. He's one of the five best coaches in the NFL. And I don't understand why we put things. We do this a lot. Like, we take things that don't matter as much and we make them matter. Like, Doug Peterson
wins.
How about a Super Bowl? He won the Super Bowl,
that's
Tucker.
That's great.
It's not just great. It's the trump card. How can McVay and Shanahan be above him? Like, at least the McVay thing, the last 3 years, they've both been really good. They've both won a lot of football games. Shanahan's had one year that he had a winning record, and it was an excellent season. They won the NFC Championship and rolled to it. But, like, it's not like Kyle Shanahan has years. I think people, like, love Shanahan because he was an assistant and a good one. I mean, it's it's nonsense to say he's had a better he's a better head coach right now than Doug.
But it, but if your excuse for Doug the last 2 years is he didn't have great quarterback play, are you going to sit here and say Shanahan's a worse coach because he had to sit through 2 years of C.J. Beathard and other quarterbacks who I can't even begin to name right now because Jimmy Garoppolo was hurt?
No, I'm not gonna, I think Shanahan's a good coach. I'm not knocking him for the losing seasons, but I can't put him above Doug because he didn't win. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. Doug Peterson was ranked ninth on CBS Sports coaching list. Right now, ninth, behind guys like Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan and Sean Payton and Mike Tomlin. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Doug Peterson is a top five coach in the NFL. Tucker thinks I'm crazy here, and he's just ripping Doug, which I will not stand for on the evening show. Is Doug Peterson a top five coach in the NFL right now? I say yes. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.